The Garden That Opens From Within. Song of Solomon. Chapter 4 refuses two common religious errors: treating the body as unspiritual and using spirituality to erase the body. This is first a poem of married desire, a celebration of embodied covenant love. Yet within the whole canon, it also offers language for Christ's delight in his people. The lovers' comparisons may sound strange to Western ears. Goats descending Gilead would appear as a dark, rippling stream against the hillside. Teeth like washed twin-bearing sheep speak of whiteness, symmetry, and completeness, no small blessing in an ancient world where gritty bread caused severe dental wear. The Tower of David is not about a long neck, but an upright, ornamented dignity. She carries herself like a stronghold hung with shields. The poem gradually turns the woman into a landscape. Her hair is Gilead, her neck is Jerusalem's tower, her fragrance is Lebanon, her life is a garden fed by living water. She's not being reduced to body parts. Rather, love discovers a whole world within another person. The rare Hebrew verb translated, "You have ravished my heart," is libabtini. It could almost be rendered, "You have unhearted me. You have taken possession of my heart with a single glance." God is not the unmoved deity imagined by cold philosophy. Scripture dares to speak of covenant love as affecting him. He rejoices over his people with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Yet the garden is locked, the fountain sealed. In the ancient Near East, a private garden required walls because water and fruit were precious. This image speaks of chastity, but not lifeless possession. A sealed fountain is not dry, it is protected abundance. Holy boundaries do not deny desire, they preserve its power to become a gift. Most importantly, the garden opens from within. The woman herself says in the World English Bible, "Let my beloved come into his garden." Covenant love does not break locks, demand fruit, or rename seizure as passion. It waits for willing self-giving. This matters in marriage, friendship, pastoral care, and discipleship. Christ stands at the door and knocks. He does not batter it down. The final prayer summons both north and south winds. The north wind was cold and severe, the south wind warm and gentle. She asks both to make the spices flow. So may grace use both hardship and consolation. Fragrance often remains hidden until the wind moves through the garden. The Church has long heard in this chapter Christ's love for his bride. Bernard of Clairvaux especially cherished the song as the language of communion with Christ. Read canonically, "There is no spot in you," anticipates the bride Christ sanctifies and presents in splendor, not because she never needed cleansing, but because his love finishes what it begins. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. For further reflection, Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, John chapter 4, verses 10 through 14, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Suggested hymn, "O love that wilt not let me go." Prayer. Lord Jesus, teach me to receive your holy delight without pride or fear. Guard the garden of my heart. Open it by willing love, and use every wind to release the fragrance of your grace. Amen.